wanted to ask me about my opinion, the Canadian Art Federation's opinion on certain topics. So just imagine what kind of topics. Topic number one, what do you think of that guy, the murderer in Norway who killed all these young women and children? He was... when he released a manifesto talking that it's related to Islam. Do you think Islam is behind this? Look at that. Another call from CBC saying, oh, what do you think? What do you think of expelling the Libyan ambassador from Canada? Do you think this is a good move? Another call from another reporter from The Sun. And other papers asking, what do you think? Do you think we should support more acts against Syria because Syria is doing this and that? And none of them, brothers and sisters, called to ask, what's happening? Do you have any response regarding Israel planning to build 7,500 new settlements in Al-Quds in Jerusalem? Nobody called to ask, what do you think of that? Nobody called asking, what do you think of the 1.5 million Palestinians living in an open jail, as the British Prime Minister said it, in Gaza? They have no food, they have nothing to support the infrastructures and the human beings. Nobody called to wonder, what's your opinion about that? Yay! Nobody. Nobody called to say what's happening to all these young men and women who are being arrested on a daily basis in the West Bank, in Hebron, in Al-Quds, just because they want to go and pray Friday. The Friday in Al-Quds, they are not allowed to pray. Even if pray, they are not allowed to do that. Nobody calls asking why. But alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we've seen it. We've seen it in Cairo. We've seen it, that young Egyptian Muslim young man, he climbed 23 floors, just to bring down, to pull down the Israeli flag from the center of Cairo. And we've seen thousands of Egyptians, men and women, around the Israeli embassy in Cairo, asking the government, asking the military government there, just to get rid, to cancel the Camp David agreement, because that agreement was a shame on the Arab and the Muslim Ummah.
Shame! Shame!
But many times, Palestinians, everyone, extended good hands to have peace in the region, to have peace in Palestine, but no one, the Israeli government, never thought about that. They go out in the international water to kill those humanitarian supporters who came through from Turkey to Palestine just to support their brothers and sisters in Gaza. What happened to them? They were killed. They were killed on international water. And another time, just recently, we've seen the Israeli military forces moving from Palestine to the Sinai desert just to kill Egyptian soldiers, doing nothing, sitting there. So they are allowed to go on international water, international zones, just to show their military force. But we tell them, Palestine is for the Palestinians and for the Muslim Ummah and the Christian Arabs, and Palestine and Jerusalem will come back, inshallah, inshallah, as Subhanahu wa Ta'ala asra fi laylatil Subhanahu wa Ta'ala al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. They're going to send all those Arabs, Muslims, from all over the world to pray in Jerusalem, inshallah. Long live Palestine!
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 Jazakumullah, thank you very much.